This is the Dan News Podcast.
Sweet, okay. So firstly, I'll just say welcome everyone to the first podcast of 2015.
Just your first one back for the year.
I know.
How lazy are you?
Jake!
How lazy
are
you?
Consult the interviewer.
Hey, February's coming up, better roll out a podcast.
It's pretty much my first day off, so, you know, here I am with you guys.
Aww.
So tell us about you. You're obviously new to New Zealand and new to ZM.
Yeah, brand new. Lived here now for 4.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Still homeless, still living in a furnished place while I try and find a joint to move into. I did radio in Australia for many years, and my wife and I, Lou, just really wanted to go on a little adventure.
Yeah.
And we're looking at different parts around the world, and then a job came up here, and we really liked New Zealand. We'd visited a couple of times, and we just thought, okay, well, it's not a massive move, but why not?
I've been hearing something about you getting your car shipped to New Zealand. What's this about?
I had a bad day yesterday, Dan. I had a bad day, mate.
Customs rang me yesterday to say, hey, your furniture's arrived, because we're moving everything. I think lot of people expect I was just going to come over here for like a year or so. It's like, no, we've packed everything up. We're here for good. Like, you know, we want to be Kiwis. So we've packed up the entire house, the dog, the car. Everything's come over.
I hope the dog's not in a container.
No, the dog's not in the container.
First glance.
Yeah, I rolled it. $3,000 to move a dog. Don't start me. But yeah, customs rang yesterday and said, your furniture's here in the container with your car, but you got to pay $5,000 GST to get the car out. It's headless.
Is it a really expensive car?
No, but it's just, no, not really, but it's just $5,000. So it's 15% of the price, and it's like, bloody hell.
Screw that.
There was a surprise.
So what kind of work did you do in Oz before coming here?
Pretty much all I've ever done is radio. So finished school, started answering phones for free at a radio station, did that for about 6 months, and then was working with a guy called Kyle Sanderlands. And one night,
might have heard that name a few times.
And one night I screwed up and he threw a CD across the room and said, can I swear on the podcast?
No, you definitely
can. Okay, he said, what the fuck are we paying you for? And I said, oh, you don't actually pay me, I'm a volunteer. And half the radio station didn't know that. They all thought I was an employee. So everyone, including Kyle, went and saw the general manager. Yeah. And they started paying me $135 a week to produce the night show. And I thought I was rich. And then from there, sort of moved around the country. Went down to Sydney, did stunts for Kyle and Jackie O. Wanted to do my own show, so moved over to Perth and did Drive there. Came back to the National Night Show. Did Drive in Sydney for a few years. And then the last 8 years, been doing Breakfast in Brisbane, my hometown.
Radio over there is very competitive. Probably a bit more than here, I'd say. How have you found it moving into the New Zealand radio market?
I've actually found here pretty competitive.
Really?
Like, there's just so many radio stations. Yeah. And I actually find New Zealand, if not equal, competitiveness-wise, maybe even a bit more.
Really?
It is. I think the thing that's changed with Australia is it's probably become a little bit more political and very safe. You know, there's been a lot of scandals and dramas that have happened there the last couple of years. So, you know, radio's definitely become a lot more safe. Mm. And over here, there's no rules. There's no rules,
Dan.
That's
not the case.
It's so much fun. You can say and do whatever you want.
And so then you came over here and there was an arranged marriage.
Yeah. That's what we're calling it.
The most random chick I've ever met in my life. You know what's amazing is, and I'll let you speak soon.
I was like, hi. We do a show together. It's not just the Jay show.
I've worked with many people in radio and you can force a chemistry. And otherwise, sorry, you can't force a chemistry. Yeah. It's either there or it isn't.
Yeah.
And it was so weird. PJ and I mucked around the studio together. We literally met in this hotel.
Dodgy.
She was on holidays over on
the
Sunny Coast.
How many times does she randomly meet new guys in hotels?
I know. This time it was in the foyer. But yeah, she was on holidays over at the Sunny Coast. I took her for a walk through to show the radio station there, and we just hit it off. And it was so random, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was, It was like taking a big risk.
Mm. The show feels like you're on a date with your brother or sister. It's really, it's awkward.
It's an awkward vibe, but it's been crazy how it feels like we've known each other for so long.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like the show's new.
Nah.
Has she told you about her obsession or desire to be a weather presenter?
Oh, I thought you were going to say how she can do a vagina fart. because she told me that
beep
first.
It up.
So don't beep it out.
Beep that out.
No, this is live. she told me about that the first time we met. Well, don't tell people that, mate.
First time.
I did hear she wants to have a crack at the weather. I'm actually trying to organise that for her as well.
I think that should happen.
Honestly, it was a dream.
Dreams come true, doll.
And then I studied meteorology, like the actual science of it. I looked at cloud books. I knew what a cumulonimbus was.
What are you doing looking at the sky, Paige? Studying.
So how did you find it from your point of view? Obviously, you've been at ZDM for a while.
Yeah. It was scary, exciting, but now I'm just like loving it. I'm embracing it. It's a challenge. but it's a challenge that like any new show is going to be hard. And it's just finding that. He's got this look. This guy is like, I've never felt more out of my comfort zone on air in my life.
I wonder why. It's not like he talks about inappropriate things.
No. But I think that's good because it's just, I think the more you go out of your comfort zone, the more you do unfamiliar things.
PJ looked at me at the end of the first show and goes, mate, you are fucking exhausting to work with. I love your hate, but oh, I'm shattered.
But that's what it has been like the first few weeks. Yeah. It's just a full-on, high-intensity, full-of-energy show. And I think that's kind of the vibe we're going for in the afternoon. You're going home. We don't want to take things too seriously. Yeah. We want to have that fun vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a lot of planning that goes into the show, too.
Yeah.
I think, and that's what I definitely wanted to do when I first got here. And I think everyone was very like, oh, you're just going to get in there and you guys will chill and stuff like that. And I think a good show is a planned show. You know, planned, you give yourself more time, bigger things you can organise.
Yeah.
Therefore, that's the biggest thing I've learned off you, actually. Planning ahead, looking like a few weeks ahead, because in the past I'd just go day by day.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no, we're pretty much just locking some ideas in now for the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going, okay, cool, we want to do these four massive ideas, let's put those through and, yeah.
Far out. So, PJ, last time I interviewed you, we talked a little bit about the landscape of New Zealand media at the moment and how this is how NZME full stop thing going on. And what do you think the landscape's like and what is it like working in that?
Oh, management will be listening to this. Don't screw this corporate.
No, I think you're right, though. The radio industry here in New Zealand for so long was so stagnant and it just didn't really change and so much has changed. And I think that's encouraging change all the time, which I think is great. It's cutthroat at the moment. Mm. I'd say that's how you'd describe it. It's, you can't slack out at the moment. You can't miss a beat. And I think that's exciting. It's a lot of pressure, but I think it's a really exciting future for Radio New Zealand because it just keeps developing.
Mm.
We're not trying to put too much pressure on ourselves either. We're not sitting here going, we want to be number one by June and we're a number one show. We're really planned and we're putting a lot of work in, but at the end of the day, we have fun.
Yeah.
Where there's a rule you're not allowed in this room after 2 to have a meeting or ask us anything. 2 o'clock, we're in here singing Taylor Swift.
Jason,
that's our rule.
Jason's got this really angry alter ego called Rodney. And so if Rodney comes out, we have to tell him off.
And Rodney,
say, Rodney, can you please go get Jason?
Don't fucking speak during Taylor Swift. That's all Rodney.
It's Rodney.
But yeah, no, like it's planned, but it's fun, and we're really trying not to get caught up in the whole battle and everything at the moment. You know, it's cutthroat as hell. ZM's been through some massive changes, but we're like, all right, cool. Yeah. You know, we're going to work hard, but we're having fun.
Yeah, because if you're having fun, your listeners will be.
Yeah, and I've worked on shows before where it's so obvious it's forced. It's so obvious, and people see through that.
Yeah,
you know. So
I think it's just, it's easy to get caught up in what other people are doing, but we're not doing that. We're just focusing on what we're doing.
Mm. I don't even know the names of the people that are up against us. We wouldn't have a clue. But, you know, and I don't care. I'm sure they're nice people. I'm sure they're doing a good show, but I'm just going to worry about ours.
The Australian accent. How do you think Kiwis respond to hearing that on the radio?
You know what? I expected to cop a lot more shit.
Oh, really?
I really did. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I know people would have come into Australian media and everyone's like, oh, Kiwis are taking over and stuff like that. And I expected a bit of, oh, why is he getting a job? Why have we gone outside? But everyone's been so nice. Mm. I thought they were just trying to catch me off guard at the start. Everyone's been so cool. I think the big difference is, and I was talking to another guy here the other day, I'm not walking in here going, oh, you call things chili bins. Oh, that's stupid. It's like, that's what you call it.
Yeah.
If you're going to live here, embrace it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've got that attitude.
Yesterday he called Duvet Duna. Called him up.
Ooh.
So I think it's like, obviously if he says obvious Australian things, I pull him up, but we're not trying to be like, oh, look at the Aussie. Because the reality is there's a lot of Aussies living in New Zealand.
How's your knowledge of Kiwi history?
I know John Key.
I've got some questions here.
I know John Key does some important job. I know the mayor of Wellington is a woman.
Yeah. Cool. Is that the extent of it? Because
oh no,
this is
going to
be
brilliant.
What about
your knowledge of?
Oh yes,
I think we should focus on Jay's today.
I think we should have a competition between the two of you.
Okay.
I've got a series about seven questions.
Okay, bring it on.
It's my lucky number.
Do we win money for these?
Gotcha. Starts off pretty simple. What's the name of New Zealand's Parliament building?
Oh, that'd be Parliament House?
Beehive.
Yeah.
Really?
By the way, you can buzz in and yell your name if you want it.
Beehive.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah. Where is New Zealand's Art
politics.
Deco
Why
capital?
Why would I care about politics? Which, sorry?
Art Deco capital of New Zealand.
Would be... Wellington.
No.
Napier.
Yes.
That was my next guess.
Yes!
The island off the southern coast of the South Island.
Right. Okay. I've sussed out Waiheke. Yep. Love a good wine.
I don't know if they make wine on this island.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Well, I like Waiheke better than...
Stewart Island.
Okay. Yep. What are the name of the three volcanoes in the middle of the North Island?
The three...
Because
I know the other ones. You know what? I remember when I was starting up on the volcanoes, I was like, look, I'm going to worry about the outer ones. hang on, you tell me what they are and I'll tell you if it's the ones I'm thinking of. No idea.
Do you know?
Tongariro?
Yeah.
The what?
Tongariro?
Okay, mate, you can't just
mumble. Tongariro is not one, is it?
Yeah, I think.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah,
no,
I do. Except I did write down this one. Ruapehu.
Ruapehu.
Narahoe.
Yes.
And Tongariro.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it. See? Okay. One third right.
How long is 90 Mile Beach?
Trick question. I see what you did there. Trick question. A meter? No. I'm not going to say 90 because I reckon it's a trick question.
I'm going to go 95.
50.
Really?
50 miles.
Why do they call it 90 kilometers. Miles?
Apparently, it was because horses used to be able to walk 30 miles a day, and it would take 3 days to walk.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Interesting.
There's the Black Caps, the Tall Blacks.
All Blacks?
Yes, well done.
The Tall Blacks, the All Blacks, the Black Caps. Well, in 2005, what did the badminton team try to name themselves?
Oh, come on, it's badminton. No one gives a shit.
Think about it. What do you use? What are the little things that you hit?
Oh, no way. The Black Cocks.
Yeah. But it got rejected by the World Badminton.
That is amazing. That is so good. You know what? That's something this show would support.
I'm a bit disappointed that it didn't happen, to be honest.
Yeah, we would OB from the games. Yeah. Imagine that.
We're in the Black Cocks.
Yeah. PJ, sideline with Black Cocks. Hey, Jace, I'm right next to one.
All right, well, thanks for your time, guys.
No worries, mate.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, something that wouldn't have been brought up on the last podcast. Because when was the last time you guys caught up?
Last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's been a big change.
What?
You got the boyfriend.
Oh.
You got a boyfriend. Did you have a boyfriend last time? It's a big thing.
Yeah, but it may be a different one.
Oh, that's awkward. Oh, stop tape. Stop tape.
No. Who's the boyfriend now?
Boyfriend.
Awkward.
Did you have to bring this up?
Actually, I think we should do just like a 6-monthly thing. PJ, who's your boyfriend now?
No, this one's long term. I see a ring around September.
Oh, really?
No, you don't.
It'd be great. Just for
Is that what
survey.
You're planning for the end of the year? All right, thanks, guys.
Awesome. No worries.